Well, amen and amen. Beyond the resurrection. Beyond the resurrection. Let's decree that together. Beyond the resurrection. We can never overstate the importance of Good Friday and all that happened there that revolved around Jesus' life. When Jesus died for our sins, we can never overstate the importance of Good Friday to us. And we can never overstate the importance of Easter Sunday and all the events revolving around that in Jesus' life when He was raised from the dead. But Jesus' earthly ministry didn't stop there. Amen?
Amen.
Aren't you glad
Amen.
That Jesus' ministry did not stop at the resurrection? Amen?
Amen.
After His resurrection, catch this now and be reminded afresh today. And make a note of it. It's not up on the board here, but I want you to take note of some verses in John chapter 20 and 21. Just jot those chapters down for further review later in the week for yourselves. John chapter 20 and chapter 21. Luke chapter 24. Mark chapter 16. And Matthew chapter 28. I'll go through that one more time to make sure you got it. John chapters 20 and 21, Luke chapter 24, Mark chapter 16, and Matthew chapter 28. And I only make those points of reference because every gospel says the same thing about what happened after Jesus' resurrection. Amen?
Amen.
And the fact of the matter is this. Jesus walked about on the earth for 40 days in His resurrected body. If you can imagine that. Oh, I would have loved to see it. How about you?
Amen.
How many of you recognize afresh today as a born-again, Spirit-filled, devoted follower of Jesus Christ? You're going to have a resurrected body one day too. Amen?
Amen.
As we get older, we look forward more to that, don't we? I'm looking forward more to that resurrected body now than I did about 30 years ago. Anybody here lifting on a stand with me? Come, Lord Jesus. The rapture can't come too soon. But make no mistake about it, Jesus walked about on the earth for 40 days in His resurrected body. Isn't that amazing? And what did He do during that time? He continued to teach His disciples about God's kingdom. Isn't that amazing? And then He was taken up to heaven. Even more amazing. Would have loved to see that. How about you? Well, Acts chapter 1, verses 3 to 11 reminds us afresh about that today. Acts chapter 1, verses 3 to 11. The New Living Transliteration goes like this, picking up in verse 3. During the 40 days after Jesus suffered and died, Jesus appeared to the apostles from time to time. Stop right there for a minute. There are accounts in the scriptures where Jesus would just show up in the middle of a dinner meeting and somehow He would be present there with Him. Doors are locked. Shades are down on the windows. And boom! Jesus shows up. Isn't that amazing? In His resurrected body. Hey, how you guys doing? I want to teach you a few more things. Would have loved to be there. How about you? Jesus appeared to the apostles from time to time. And He proved to them in many ways, many ways, many ways, that He was actually alive.
Amen.
And He talked to them about the kingdom of God. Picking up in verse 4 of Acts chapter 1. Once when He was eating with them, catch this now, He commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift that He promised, as I told you before. John the Baptist baptized you in water. It was a baptism of repentance. But in just a few days," Jesus told His disciples, "you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit."
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And so when the apostles were with Jesus, they would ask Him, "Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore your kingdom?" Jesus replied, The Father in heaven alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know right now. How many of you here pray to God and God says, not for you to know right now? Anybody here ever been in a prayer conversation or you're praying to God for one thing or another? Why, Lord God Almighty? Why? When? Why? Anybody have why and when prayers? Yeah. Anybody here other than me? Why? When? Why me? Why not them? When? How? Whoa! Right? Anybody here? And God is saying, not for you to know right now. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you are agitated by that response other than you sometimes, huh? What do you mean? Why can't you tell me now? But God knows in His time and in His way how to answer us and how to answer our prayers. And He gives a pattern for it here. As in His resurrected form, He's ministering to the disciples then, similar to how He ministers to us now by His Spirit in us and through us. Amen. We still can have a tangible experience with Jesus through the Holy Spirit that He left us.
Amen.
But I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here in the Scriptures because I'm excited about it. Anybody else here excited about the fact of the matter that the Holy Spirit is with us and in us and moving in our midst? It's so amazing that we can have a tangible experience with the one and only true and almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
And so Jesus replied to His disciples and He said, this is not for you to know right now, but let me tell you something else. In verse 8, Jesus said to them, and God encouraging us today, you will receive power. You will receive power. This is what you need to know. You will receive power, Jesus said. This is what you need to know right now. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Amen.
And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me. Catch this now. Everywhere you go.
Amen.
Are you letting people know about Jesus wherever you go?
Amen.
In some way, shape, or form? You don't have to thump them with the Bible. How many of you here are former Bible thumpers? Anybody here recovering Bible thumpers? Anybody here? I remember the day when I was Bible thumping people when I first came to Christ. And God by His Spirit said, not the best way to do it. Why don't you just love Him a little bit? Why don't you give a word of encouragement? Amen. Why don't you lift Him up and build Him up and see what the Spirit of God would do in that? The fact of the matter is that God was calling the disciples through Jesus then to tell people about Him everywhere that they went. And God by His Spirit is urging us as Spirit-filled, born-again, devoted followers of Jesus Christ to tell people about Jesus.
Amen.
Wherever you go. Amen. In some way, shape, or form. Sometimes we don't know exactly how that plays out. But you have the Holy Spirit in you to lead you and guide you and direct you in it. Amen?
Amen.
And you can just say and do whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to say and do. Amen? Whatever the Word of God in the Bible directs you to do. Just do that. Amen? Wherever you are, wherever you go, whoever you're with, whoever you touch, that they would have an experience with the Father in Christ Jesus through you. That when people see you, they would see God the Father through you in Christ Jesus, your Savior and Lord. Amen?
Yes.
That when people hear you, they would hear Jesus through you. Amen?
Amen?
That's the point that Jesus was getting at with His disciples, and God by His Word and by His Spirit is getting at us today. So then in verse 9, after Jesus had instructed the disciples, then after saying this, Jesus was taken up into a cloud while they were watching. Isn't that amazing? Until they could no longer see Him. And as they strained to see Him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. Isn't that amazing? How many of you here with me try to transpose yourself into these stories in the Bible and just think, wow, wouldn't that have been amazing to be right there? And all of a sudden, these two white-robed men, I imagine they were angels, suddenly stood among them and they said, men of Galilee, why are you standing here staring into heaven? Well, duh, didn't you see what just happened? You two white-robed men? By the way, what are you doing here? I don't know. That's just me. I'm transposing my personality on this. How about you? Anybody else ever transpose your personality onto these stories and say, whoa, what would I have said? But they went on to say to the disciples, Jesus has been taken from you into heaven. But someday he will return from heaven in the same way that you saw him go. Amen? And we who are still here on earth in Christ Jesus our Savior and Lord, if we don't die before we're raptured, we're going to see Jesus coming back on the clouds of heaven. Amen. How many here with me want to live long enough to see that? I want to live long enough to see that. Certainly no greater day will there be for me than to be absent from this body of sin and death and sorely present with the Lord. Once and for all finished with the struggle with sin. Once and for all finished with the struggle with this fallen world. But I want to see Jesus come back. Amen. I want to be raptured. I want to be part of that. I want to be raptured up into his presence, seeing him coming on the clouds of heaven and saying, "Hey, Mike, we're going. Hey, Andrew, we're going. Hey, John, we're going. Here we go, we're going." Amen. Anybody here give a hand clap of appreciation for that view? Amen. I want to see that. Brother Carl's words, "I want to be the last bus out." I want to be on the last bus out of here. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I could probably stop the message now, but I think I'll finish it out. Without a doubt, as professed followers of Jesus Christ, the cross and the empty tomb are at the very heart of the gospel message. The redeeming power of Jesus shed blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Amen?
Amen.
The overcoming power of Jesus' resurrection, asserting our right to life, asserting our right to life in heaven after death. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
But as essential as the cross of Christ is and the resurrection of Christ is to the reality of what Jesus came to do for us, the ascension of Jesus is integral in what Jesus continues to do for us. Amen?
Amen.
What Jesus continues to do for me. What Jesus continues to do for me. Let's say that together. What Jesus continues to do for me. Amen. He's still at work on your behalf. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The ascension of Jesus wasn't the end of his work as Messiah and Lord. The Apostle Luke gives us an indication of that from his Holy Spirit-led writings in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, Luke speaking to the church then in the book of Acts, and God by his Spirit speaking to us today, he said in verse 1, "In my first book," which he was referring to the Gospel of Luke, when he said "in my first book," he was referring to the Gospel of Luke, and now here's Luke writing the Acts of the Apostles. Isn't that amazing? "In my first book, I told you about everything Jesus began," underlined the word "began," "Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven." Now catch this now as you do the word study on this verse. The word "began" seems like an insignificant word. It's just a small word, and what significance could the word "began" have in this verse? But when you look into it, the word "began" in these verses indicates that Jesus' ascension was not the conclusion of his ministry, but rather his ascension marked a continuation of his work as Messiah and Lord. Well, where do you get that from, Pastor Nick? The Greek root word for "began" in this verse, catch this now, implies to begin to rule or to proceed as ruler. Isn't that amazing? When you look into the Greek root words, it's amazing the fuller understanding that you can get of the Scriptures. I would encourage you to do that. But the word "began" in these verses implies to begin to rule, to proceed as ruler. And that's really what the book of Acts is all about.
Amen.
The book of Acts is all about the continuation of the acts of the risen Lord Jesus, working from heaven through his people by the influence of the Holy Spirit for the accomplishment of his kingdom purposes on earth. For the accomplishment of his kingdom purposes on earth in us and through us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the book of Acts is all about.
That's right. Come on.
I got to thinking about it. There are 28 chapters in the book of Acts. And that 28 chapters gives account of the first approximately 35 years of the church. Isn't that amazing? Like when you read it, it seems like it's one day after another, you know. But historically, the 28 chapters of the book of Acts covers about the first 35 years of the church. But today we are continuing to record, catch this now, the 29th chapter. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
We are part of the ongoing 29th chapter of the book of Acts. Amen? The continuation of the acts of the risen Lord Jesus working from heaven through us by the influence of the Holy Spirit for the accomplishment of His kingdom purposes on earth. Amen? We are part of the ongoing 29th chapter
Amen.
Of the book of Acts. Amen?
Amen?
Never thought you'd write a book, did you?
Thank you, Lord.
Continuing Jesus' kingdom purposes until He comes again.
Yeah, that's right.
To bring it to completion on earth as it is in heaven. Amen?
That's right.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Amen.
We're getting there. Let's say it together. We're getting there. Say it again. We're getting there. One more time. We're getting there. Amen. We're going to get there together. Amen. The continuation of the acts of Jesus Christ in and through His church. Amen.
Amen.
By the power of His Spirit. Amen. Are you in on this?
Amen.
Are you all in?
Yes.
Are you all in? If you're all in, say, I'm all in.
All in.
I'm all in. Come on now.
I'm
all in, Jesus.
Amen.
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 How well are we participating in this 29th chapter of the book of Acts? Spirit of God, come.
Yes.
Search us, refine us. Direct us, redirect us. Correct us if need be.
Yes.
How well are we participating in this 29th chapter of the book of Acts? How well are we propagating Jesus' kingdom purposes in this final chapter of the church age? Before Jesus comes again, Holy Spirit, come and search our hearts here today. Give us a new strategy if we need it. Redirect us, correct us if need be. Lord God Almighty, Spirit of God, come now. Thank you for the move of your Spirit upon us, Lord. I pray an impartation of a fresh measure of faith into the hearts and minds of every single person right now that's inclining themselves to you to say, Lord, how well am I doing? How well am I doing in my participation in this final chapter before you return? Help me. Beyond the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus was an indispensable prerequisite for the release of the Holy Spirit upon the earth. The release of the Holy Spirit upon the earth to convict people of their sinfulness. How many of you here remember a time before you came to know Christ? You hadn't come to know Christ yet, as I had a period of time in my life where I was apart from Christ. But even when I sinned, even when I was apart from Christ, when I sinned, I felt the conviction of anybody here?
Yeah.
Ever feel the conviction of your sin?
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew what I was doing was wrong.
Yeah.
As a former Catholic, I would say, well, it's okay, I'll sin. I'll just go to confession.
Yeah.
And the priest will absolve me of my sin.
Yeah.
Any former Catholics here other than me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody here like me ever been in the Catholic Church? And the priest is doing general absolution. Anybody experienced that in church where the priest is coming down the aisle and he's sprinkling holy water on you? Anybody get showered with holy water before? Anybody here other than me? And I used to stand there and I used to think, oh, if just one drop could hit me. If just one drop of holy water could hit me, then I would be just so cleansed. Thank God for a better way. Amen.
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 But the fact of the matter is that the ascension of Jesus was an indispensable prerequisite for the release of the Holy Spirit on the earth. A release of the Holy Spirit on the earth to convict people of their sinfulness. A release of the Holy Spirit on the earth to draw people toward repentance. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit that draws people to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You don't draw people to Christ. It's the Holy Spirit in you that draws people
right.
to Christ. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
The release of the Holy Spirit upon the earth to draw people toward repentance and to empower people, those who have submitted their lives to the Lordship of Jesus by transforming us from inside out. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. right before Jesus ascended, from Luke chapter 24 in verse 49. Luke chapter 24 in verse 49. Jesus was instructing his followers then to stay in the city of Jerusalem and to wait for the Holy Spirit to come to fill them with power from heaven. Amen. And here's an amazing thing. There were over 330 Old Testament prophecies about Jesus. They're called messianic prophecies. And all of the prophecies were fulfilled in Jesus' life in the New Testament. Isn't that amazing? Amen. Statistically, that's a statistical impossibility for 330 prophecies to be fulfilled in the life of one man in a 33-year period of time. But that's one of the proofs of who he is. Amen?
Amen.
The messianic prophecy from the book of Joel was fulfilled in the book of Acts by our ascended Savior and Lord. Joel 2:28 predicted that in the day of the Lord, God would pour out His Spirit on all people. And Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 was the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. Isn't that amazing? On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a roaring of a mighty windstorm. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled upon each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen?
Not altogether different from our church meetings today. As we incline ourselves to the presence of God, the Holy Spirit comes and settles upon us to move us and to transform us. Amen?
Amen?
Make no mistake about it. The ascension of Jesus was the catalyst for the Holy Spirit to be tangibly present with His people, to transform us to live new lives that would reflect our Savior and King, and to empower us to reach others for Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Beyond the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus was the gateway to His enthronement as King. At Jesus' ascension, He was installed as the one and only true King of the world. Amen?
Amen?
His reign as King will never end. And He will rule and reign at the right hand of the Father until all of His enemies are overcome. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
From Acts chapter 2, verses 32 to 36, Peter, having been filled with the Holy Spirit, preached to the crowd of people in Jerusalem. God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this.
Amen.
Now Jesus is exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven, seated at God's right hand. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And as the Father had promised, gave Him the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us, just as you see and hear today. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
Verse 36, key verse for us today. So let everyone know for certain that God the Father has made this ascended Jesus to be both Messiah and Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Beyond the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus was His inauguration in heaven to the office of King of Kings and Lord of Lords, until the day when He comes again to establish His kingdom of perfect righteousness and peace on this earth as it is in heaven. Amen? The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Let's decree that together. The best is yet to come. One more time. The best is yet to come. One more time. The best is yet to come. Should I say one more time again? I don't think we could ever say it enough. Amen?
Amen.
Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 to 13. Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 to 13 is the Apostle John's foretelling vision of our ascended Lord Jesus. The New Living Transliteration goes like this, picking up in verse 11. Then I looked again, and I heard the voices of thousands and thousands and millions of angels around the throne of God. And they sang in a mighty chorus, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Amen?
Amen.
And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth. I wonder what that sounded like. I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, and they sang, "Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne, the Lamb of God, forever and forever and forever." Amen?
Amen.
The Apostle John continued his foretelling from Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 12. And the New Living Transliteration continues like this. "After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation, from every tribe, from every people, and from every language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb."
Amen.
We'll be there one day.
Amen.
"They were clothed with white robes, and they held palm branches in their hands." How many of you here are getting your white robe fitting yet? Anybody here other than me? Getting your white robe fitting? Getting your robe cleansed? "They were shouting with a great roar, 'Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb.' And all the angels were standing around the throne, and they fell before the throne of God with their faces down, and they worshiped God, saying, 'Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and forever. Amen and amen.'" Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's still true today. As true as it was a couple thousand years ago on the island of Patmos, where John was receiving this revelation, it's just as true today, right now, for you and for every area of your life. Amen? The victory of Jesus is yours for the taking. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 to 14. Jesus speaking directly. Jesus speaking directly to John. God by His Spirit speaking to us today. "Look, I am coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people," catch this now, "according to their deeds." There will be an accounting. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes. They will be permitted to enter through the gates of the eternal city and eat the fruit from the tree of life." Amen?
Amen.
Beyond the resurrection, Jesus' ascension marked His return to His Father in heaven. Before and after His death and resurrection, Jesus declared that He was sent by the Father and that He must return to His Father. John chapter 16, verse 28 gives us an indication of that. Jesus, speaking to His disciples then, God by His Spirit and by His Word, reminding us today, "I came from the Father," Jesus said, "and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." Amen?
Amen?
John chapter 20, verse 17, another verse where Jesus encountered Mary Magdalene after He had resurrected, and He said to her, "Do not cling to Me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to My brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to My Father and to your Father, to My Father and to your Father, to My God and to your God.'" Amen?
Amen.
Oh man, when I let that sink in, I said, "Thank You, Lord, for letting us share in Your relationship with the Father."
Amen.
I don't think there's ever been a sweeter reunion in the history of the world than Jesus returned to His Father in heaven. The closest analogy that I could think of was a courageous wounded soldier returning to his loved ones after a hard-fought battle. That's the closest I could get. be reminded afresh today, Jesus fully accomplished his mission. Jesus fully accomplished his mission. Jesus fully accomplished his mission and glorified the Father on earth. And at Jesus' ascension, the Father glorifies the Son in heaven.
Amen.
And it's not going to be altogether different for us.
Amen.
Amen? As we purpose to fully accomplish the mission that God the Father has put on you, then He will glorify us when we come into that place in His heavenly realm. Amen? From John chapter 17, verses 4 to 5. John chapter 17. John chapter 17 is Jesus' high priestly prayer before He was arrested. And He's praying to the Father. And He says, I brought glory to You here on earth, Father, by completing the work You gave Me to do. Now, Father, bring Me into the glory that We shared before the world began. Amen? The Spirit of God is stirring afresh on our hearts today as well. How well are we completing the work that God the Father has given us to do in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord? How well are we doing that? Spirit of God, come. Continue to refine the direction of our lives by the move of Your Spirit. Answer this question for us, Spirit of God. How well are we completing the work that You have given us to do in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord? Beyond the resurrection, Jesus' ascension prepares the way for our homecoming to be with Him forever. Aren't you glad for that? What will we hear Him say? What will we hear Him say? Will we hear Him say, well done, good and faithful servant? Or if not, what will He say about our walk with Him here on this earth? Spirit of God, come and refresh and revive and re-motivate us afresh today. Holy Spirit, come.
Yes.
And minister a fresh encouragement to our hearts to be all in, Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
For the Father's will and plan and purpose for our lives, just the way that Jesus was all in for our sake.
Amen.
From John chapter 14, verses 2 to 4. John chapter 14, verses 2 to 4. God, by His Word, encourages us afresh. Jesus speaking to believers then, and God by His Spirit speaking to us today. There is more than enough room in My Father's house. Aren't you glad for that? Anybody else glad that there's more than enough room in the Father's house? Amen? There's more than enough room in My Father's house, Jesus said. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you. So that you will always be with Me where I am. Amen?
Amen.
And know this, Jesus said, and the Spirit of God is speaking to us today. You know the way where I am going. Amen?
Amen.
You know the way where I am going. By grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone as Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Beyond the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus installed Him as our heavenly mediator and high priest. Amen? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Reminds us about that there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the ascended Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Got to thinking about that. During Jesus' earthly ministry, His work was geographically limited. Could I just say it that way? He could only teach and minister at one place at a time, geographically. But now our ascended mediator, He is at work everywhere. Amen?
Amen.
And He's able to hear and to respond to His people's prayers, no matter what the time, no matter what the place. Aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
Amen.
Be encouraged afresh today. Some of you here need to hear this more than others. He understands your struggles. And He is poised to answer your prayers in time of need. Just incline yourself to Him. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16 encourages us along these lines. So then, since we have such a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. Are you losing your grip? Hold firmly by the power of God's Spirit in you. Decree afresh today, I'm going to hold firmly to what I believe in Christ. I'm going to hold firmly to what I believe in Christ. I'm going to hold firmly to what I believe in Christ. Let's decree that together. I'm going to hold firmly to what I believe in Christ. So you really believe it today? For this high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. And catch this now, important verse. Because of that, we can come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. And there we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Amen?
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord, we have direct access to the throne of God. Amen? Sometimes that eludes me. Sometimes that evades me. Going through all the distractions of this life that we're living in. How many of you here get distracted other than me? Can anybody lift an honest hand and say, "Oh God, let's get away with these distractions"? God is encouraging us afresh today that no matter what it is that you're going through, He's available 24/7, 365 days a year. But here's the question: how often does that fact escape us in the midst of whatever it is that we're going through? And how often do we rely upon something other than Him in the midst of what we're going through? Beyond the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus was the hallmark of His return as King and final Judge over all the earth. He came the first time as a Savior. He's coming the second time as a Judge. That keeps me at attention. How about you? As I walk out my life in Him. Acts chapter 1 verse 11 reminds us that Jesus will return to earth the same way that He was taken up to heaven. Revelation chapter 11 verse 15. Revelation chapter 11 verse 15 foretells that this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where He will rule and reign. Amen?
Amen.
And we will rule and reign with Him. Amen?
Amen.
And Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 3, encourages us that Jesus' kingdom of perfect righteousness and peace will prevail on the earth for 1,000 years after He returns. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you here are looking forward to that time on earth? I certainly am. Wow. Are you encouraged yet?
Amen.
Make no mistake about it, the ascension of Jesus guaranteed that His heavenly reign will one day be fully realized on earth. And this is the thing that we ultimately are asking for when we pray, "Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Amen?
Amen.
Beyond the resurrection, the once and for all time vindication of His people is upon us. Beyond the resurrection, the execution of His once and for all time divine final judgment on those who have rejected Him is upon us. Be encouraged afresh today, saints of God. All of the implications of Jesus' ascension gives us hope for a glorious future. Amen?
Amen.
Hope for a glorious future. I have hope for a glorious future. Let's say it together. I have hope for a glorious future. Say it again. I have hope for a glorious future. One more time. I have hope for a glorious future. If you're going to say something, say what the Word of God says about your life and your future. Amen?
Amen.
Beyond the resurrection, He will ultimately abolish every injustice. Amen. Beyond the resurrection, He will ultimately end all suffering. Beyond the resurrection, He will ultimately destroy death and set up His eternal kingdom where we will be with Him forever and forever and forever. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 motivates us afresh today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 to 58, reminds us along these lines that our decaying bodies will be transformed into bodies that will never die. Amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Our mortal bodies will be transformed into immortal bodies, fulfilling the prophetic foretelling of Isaiah 25:8. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death. Sin is the thing that results in death. But thanks be to God who gives us victory over sin and death through Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And final point here. Catch this now. Take it home. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, be strong in the Lord. Be immovable in the Lord in the meantime. Always, always, always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless or in vain.
Amen.
Amen?
Thank you.
Let's take some responsive moments of reflection now on the Word of the Lord as it's come to you today, Lord God Almighty. We thank you for the ascension of Jesus. We thank you for the resurrection of Jesus. We thank you for the mighty cross of Jesus. And we come now responding to your word, Lord God Almighty, making a fresh recommitment of our lives to honor you in all of our ways as we continue to linger in your presence in these closing moments of the church service today. Thank you, Lord.